Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
So to the first of our four election candidates this morning, it is nominations day. To one can we go, to a school business manager representing the Lib Dem Party in next month's election, a 53-year-old candidate who says the government's habit of frivolous spending must be stopped. Good morning, Julie Edge.
Good morning, James.
Good morning to you. Tell me, first and foremost, why Lib Van?
I think there is a way forward for politics within the Isle of Man, for party politics, and I think it would bring progressive.
You know what?
Government.
I'm going to stop you there because we appear to be having a problem where I can hear you, but I don't know. I'm not so sure if the listeners can. Okay. So I'm just going to ask to move to that microphone, if I may. That's live radio, eh? We can just change the camera around. That's great. All live. Super. I'll ask you again, I suppose. Okay. That's a good first question. Why Lib Van?
I think party politics is a way forward for the island for more progressive government. Lib Van policies seem to be the ones that the public are looking for.
How do you know that the people of Onchan know that you're not going to be the next Zach Hall, someone who respectively got in on with the backing of Peter Caron, probably on his coattails somewhat, and then respectfully disappeared from the best view for the best part of 5 years?
I am trustworthy, a woman of integrity, and I will not be an MHK that then becomes visible. The people of Onchan will know me. It'll be my full-time career.
You're an Onchanite. I've lived there for 40 years, more than 40 years. You work in education. Is there enough support? Is the money being spent in the right areas?
Education is generously funded. What I think we need to make sure is that it's filtered down so that the students of our island, who are the future, are the ones that benefit from it.
You say there are excellent people in the public sector being vilified because of a lack of good governance. I mean, can you expand on that?
I think the public servants, and due to the pensions, have been vilified by the politicians who, due to their bad governance, have created the situation.
And have you got any examples of that?
The pension crisis, I think, is in the public domain, and I think, you know, it could create a mass exit of very experienced people if we don't look at that and honour elements of the scheme.
How would you tackle the pensions crisis?
I think one of the things that I've suggested is a money purchase scheme. I think immediately we need to stop the current pension for new starters.
In terms of restoring trust in politicians, you say you're trustworthy and you're an open book. How do we begin as an island to restore trust in politicians? Because it doesn't seem to be out there generally at the moment.
I think transparency. I think they do need to declare all of their directorships, etc., when they are trying to become an MHK. And I think the people of the Isle of Man deserve to see what is happening with their funds, and it needs to be out there in the public domain.
What are you hearing on the doorsteps in Onchan?
People are just they just don't know where the money's gone, and I think that is the problem. It's not communicated to the public, and all they're seeing is schemes which are costing us a lot of money with consultants, and then they never seem to come to fruition.
In terms of politics, it's often about the art of persuasion, of course. How well equipped are you, do you think, to stand against people who've had a long political career behind them?
I'm a woman of determination. I'm tenacious, and I will always make sure the job's done for the best of the people of the Isle of Man.
And just finally, why should, it's an obvious question, why should the people of Onchan put their faith in you on September the 22nd?
Again, I'll say it. I'm an honest, trustworthy person, hardworking, with backbone, and I will be there 100% for the people of Onchan and the island.
Julie Edge, candidate in Onchan for Lib Van. Thanks for your time this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.